And now it's time for Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland Trujillo. Pastor Roland has been helping people find answers and solutions to life and relationship issues for over 25 years. And now, here's your host, Pastor Roland.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. My name is Pastor Roland. The program is called Talk to a Pastor. I want to ask you a question. Are you living life the way you ought to be living it? Do you feel like you're attaining your life's purpose? Okay. Do you feel like you're on the right path? They recently did a poll. Big poll. Was it Gallup? I can't remember. They asked Americans, do you feel America's going in the right direction? And the amazing thing is that most people said no, even a lot of Democrats. Okay, well, how about you? Is your life going in the right direction? My name is Pastor Roland, if you're listening in for the first time. I've been on the air for 25 years, and this here is an infomercial. I only have 15 minutes, so I give it everything I've got. I've given it everything I got because time is short. Time is short, ladies and gentlemen. So time is of the essence. So this is an infomercial. Pay close attention. You may not hear me again. I'm only on once a week. On most stations, I'm only on once a week. Okay, for 15 minutes. So this is it. This may be your one time, your one once in a lifetime chance to hear me. So hear what I have to say. Unstop your ears. Open your mind. Hear what I have to say. And then write down the web address. Write down the web address so you can find me and my resources and my programs and my videos and most importantly, my meditations. Now, if your life is not going the way you feel it ought to, or maybe to all the world, everybody on the outside looks at you and they say, oh, look, she's doing so well or he's doing so well. But inside, you know that something is wrong. Something's missing. You're off balance. Something is missing. Okay, so I'm going to talk about what that missing piece is and how you might right the ship and then be heading in the right direction. Okay, now here we go. The first problem that you have undoubtedly is that you are reacting to things on the outside. It began when you were a little child. You couldn't help it. As a little child, you were first of the earth and later of the spirit. And if you had good parents, wise parents, thoughtful parents, and if the people around you had all been decent and nice, then your reactions to the world would have been natural but innocent. You know, reacting to your puppy dog and the wind and reacting when you go sliding down the hill on your toboggan or whatever it is that you do, roller skating, and you know, natural things. But instead, what happened was is that you were emotionalized. That's right. You didn't just react to the wind in your face and the sound of your puppy coming running and the delicious taste of the food and things like that. You reacted to things that were unnecessary. For example, people were cruel. People teased you. People confused you. See? I'll never forget one time when I was a kid, I don't know, 10 years old or something, we went to visit one of my mom's friends and there was a guy there. He was like a high school. He was like in high school, and I really looked up to him. I looked up to him so much. He was a high school student, and I was just this little 10-year-old. Well, to make a long story short, he tricked me. He said, "Well, this is a there was a little piggy bank there with a key, a little bank with a key lock." And I said, "What's that?" He said, "Well, it's a bomb. If you put the key in there, then it's going to explode on you." So I ran to my mom and I said, Mom, he said that it could explode on me. And everybody laughed and laughed. Oh, it was so funny. They had tricked me and fooled me, okay? But the truth is, that's what happens through all of our childhood. People trick us and fool us and lie to us. And people tease us and then laugh at us, see? Make fun of us and put us down and see? That's what we get. And then we begin to react and we become upset and we cry and we become angry. See, and then eventually we become resentful. And that's how the world converts you over to it. That's why you don't become an Einstein. You don't become an Albert Einstein or an Isaac Newton or Madame Curie. See, that's what happened, because you were converted over through your emotional reaction.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Yes, indeed. Check out my website. Learn how to start living instead of reacting. See, if you react, when you react, several things happen. You doubt yourself. See, you no longer follow the path, the natural path you would have followed, but instead, you start to go down a different path. See, you start going down a different path based upon your reactions to what happened to you. Now, I gave a little example, just a little example of the older person who I looked up to, but then he betrayed me. And doesn't that happen to so many of us? How many of you, when you were a child or a young person, you looked up to somebody, your older brother, your older sister, your father, see, or a teacher or a coach or a minister or somebody. You looked up to them and then they betrayed you. They betrayed you somehow, or they betrayed themselves. See, they betrayed themselves. In other words, you looked up to them and then you found out they were an alcoholic, or I'm just making something up. They betrayed themselves, but in the process, they also betrayed you. Okay? So, what happens then? What happens? See, well, you begin to doubt that good exists. See, if all the authorities are all weak, see, weak and a little bit sleazy and a little bit wobbly, and you find out they're not really sure themselves. You had trusted them, you had believed them. See, and then you find out that they themselves are weak. See, a lot of women, that they find that out with men. They needed their father to be strong, to be stronger than the world, but not angry strong. See, but the strength of principle and conviction and honor. See, with all the beautiful virtues of long-suffering and patience and kindness. See, and they need him to be there for her. See, but instead, what? He was weak. Instead of giving love, he needed love. He needed approval. He needed reassurance. It's so pathetic, see? And so now the person can have nothing but contempt for that person, but then guilt for the contempt. And then serving out of guilt, see, you can become trapped. You can become enmeshed, see, in all kinds of situations through your guilt. See, so now what you have to see is that all around you are weak people, people with feet of clay, and rotten people, and selfish people. And what you have to see is that that's what they are, but don't let it bother you, okay? Because you too, haven't you? You yourself have become... Haven't you become a little bit selfish and a little bit weak and have feet of clay? And are there people who perhaps looked up to you, your younger brother, your little sister, or perhaps your wife or someone looked up to you and you disappointed them? See, you betrayed them. Well, then hang your head in shame. Hang your head in shame and admit, okay, that you too have been a betrayer. So now, if you're a betrayer, then obviously you're not on the right path, because betrayers are on the path that leads to destruction. So now you have to take very solemn inventory of yourself and have a good hard look at yourself and say, am I? What am I? What am I? See, there you are with your car, see, or your jewelry, or your clothes, or whatever it is that you take pride in, these little tinsel things. But those things can very quickly disappear, see, or to be of no value. So how are you going to find your true path in life? How are you going to reorient yourself and start heading in the right direction? So you're see, what you want to be is improving. You want to becoming more principled, more honorable, wiser, have more patience, more understanding. The older you get, you should have more, not less, but more. So if you have less, then you're deteriorating, not growing. See, you're either growing in grace, growing in stature, or you're losing it. See, you're losing. Did you know that every time you sin, every time you react, see, we oughtn't to be reacting to things in the world. We're not supposed to be reacting. See, you're supposed to go through life without reacting. But when you react, see, because you don't have faith, see, you don't have patience and you don't have faith and you don't have understanding, so you react. And then what? You lose a little piece of your soul every time you react. A little piece of you, and you take in a little piece of that to which you reacted. And before, see, long, as time goes by, you become totally corrupted. You become totally made of the world, like a petrified wood. Looks like a tree, but it's like rock. Okay? So you need to refine your creator so you can extend your soul like leaves of a tree and receive light from your creator. And become revivified and begin to find your path. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. My name is Pastor Roland. Life could be oh so sweet, and life could be oh so good if you could just learn to not be so reactive. See, and go through life with some patience. Now, if you're just joining me, I was talking about how a lot of people, let me recapitulate if you're just joining. See, a lot of people join halfway. And so if you're just tuning in, I was saying that there was a recent poll that was taken, perhaps a Gallup poll, I can't remember who the organization was, but it was a large poll of the American people, and they asked the American people if America is going the right way, is on the right path. And a large percentage of the people said no. Okay, so then I asked the question. I said, well, okay, now how about you? How about you? Are you on the right path? Are you going the right way? And you know what? A lot of people, if they're honest, they will say, no, something's wrong. Something's wrong. I've lost my way. See, some people are still looking for their path. You know, when you're a young person, you're 20 years old, you're still looking. That's okay. Okay, but as you get older, then all of a sudden you begin to realize, well, what's happening? See, I don't feel right. I don't feel like I'm living my life. I don't feel like I'm going the right direction. Something is wrong, so what do? We tend to resent that realization. See, that is a very important realization. And it's not a negative thing. See, if somebody says to you, hey, your shoelace is untied, is that negative? No, because now you know that your shoelace is untied, so you can tie your shoelace and not trip. So they've done you a favor. So if you realize that, see, something's wrong, you're not heading the right direction, you're not moving, somehow you're just off balance, and you haven't found your purpose in life, you haven't found a direction or the reason why you're here or something or other like that. It's just something's missing. You're not sure what it is, but it's missing. Okay, well, that's a positive realization. The important thing is don't resent it. That's the important thing. Don't resent that realization. See, like I was saying in my YouTube, I made a nice YouTube video. I have little lectures and talks and conversations that I put up on YouTube. They're all anywhere from 10 to 30 minutes long. They're excellent. I talk about important topics. And I was saying that when you realize that you're not heading in the right direction, well, that's a positive thing. And I said that animals would never have a realization like that. See, animals don't have a soul. They don't have the kind of a destiny that a human can have. See, humans have a destiny. See, to become a Moses or a Pharaoh. See, to become a Winston Churchill or a Hitler. See? Or to become a Jeremiah or David or Paul or a Ruth. See? Or to become something ignominious. Now, some of us, you know, in America, which has always been the land of opportunity, some of us have done okay financially. So there you are with your house and your car, see, and your boat or your RV or whatever you have, your SUV, and you to all the world, you look like you're doing rather well, but inside, something's missing. So number one, don't resent it. Don't resent that realization, okay? Just wait. Just see that's the case. Okay, and don't resent it. Because if you resent it, then the resentment will immediately turn into blame. Then you'll blame your husband. See, well, my husband is no good. My wife is no good. I should be having more excitement. I should be, should be making more money. Should have a different job. My job, they're holding me back, et cetera, et cetera. You see how it becomes blame? Or you blame yourself. I'm no good. I never was any good. See, it becomes blame. So don't resent that realization. That's the first thing. Don't resent it. More about this very, very, very important topic after this announcement. Need some help with your prayer life? Lost in negative thoughts? Find it hard to pray? Try the new Easy Meditation. The new Easy Meditation is designed to help you get out of negative thoughts and into a prayer space where you can pray more easily. Visit talktoapastor.org. Look for the Easy Meditation. Hello, everybody. I happen to believe that the meditation exercise is the key to a stress-free, centered way of living. And I'd like to help you get started. A lot of people would love to have a beautiful CD of the heart meditation to listen to at home or to take with them in the car. And so if you'd like to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. Either one will work just fine. As a special offer, I will also send you two free ebooks when you order the meditation CD. To receive the meditation CD by mail and two free ebooks, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. My name is Pastor Roland. We're basically talking about spiritual things. I said that that animals can never have a realization like that. They don't have the kind of consciousness. They don't have a soul like we do. And an animal lives according to instinct, just as it should. Whatever a robin does, those are what it's supposed to do. And whatever a beaver does and whatever a deer does, deers do things that deers do, and cats do things that cats do. There cannot be any conflict. A cat simply behaves like a cat. Okay? But humans have conflict. Have you ever wondered, why do humans have conflict? Why do they take drugs and drink alcohol and smoke marijuana and try to bury the conflict? What is the conflict? More often than not, they're realizing conflict. Conflict with God, actually, with the light of truth. Conflict between what they could have been and what they should be and what they are. Remember the very beginning of this talk, this program, I said that when you start reacting, see, and it began when you were a little child. You couldn't help yourself then, but now you're not a little child anymore. Now you can reassess the situation and turn your ship around and start to live properly from now on. But you don't know how to live properly, so pay attention, okay? It began when you began to react to unnatural stress. See, natural stress is the wind the rain and, you know, work and all these things. That's natural stress. But you began to react to unnatural stress. Tease, cruelty, okay? Tease and cruelty and confusion like that. And those are unnatural. See? It's not a good thing that your older brother teased you, or that your father left, see, or that your mom nagged you or put you down, or that other kids bullied you. That's not natural. See, it's cruelty, it's wickedness. It gets into people. See, it was done to them and they turn around and do unto others what was done to them. So you reacted to unnatural stress. You couldn't help yourself. You were only a little child. You got upset, later angry, and then you became resentful. But that's your big mistake. See, resentment is your Achilles heel. Now you're an adult, and now you see that the resentment, what resentment is, resentment, it blocks you from the inner light. It blocks you from love. See, it blocks you from God's love and from His approval. See, and it causes you to shrivel up. It causes you to pull back and withdraw and to not grow properly, or to become angry and fierce like an animal. And see, become a bully yourself. Maybe to people that are weaker than yourself, like your children. See? So now you see what resentment did. So now you see why you must begin to let go of the resentment. You must begin to let go of it. That was your mistake, resenting those people. Yes, you resented them. They were cruel. They disappointed you. They weren't there for you. They hurt you. Whatever they did to you. Okay, but it was your resentment that hurt you more than anything else, because it cut you off from your Creator. So now what you must do is let go of the resentment. See, which is what God said. He says, forgive. Remember, Christ said, forgive. Now you know how to forgive. It's to let go of the resentment. That's all forgiveness means, let go of the resentment, let go of the grudge. See? And when it falls away, and there you are, see? And then you'll be able to begin to move rightly and properly on the right path, okay? That's your answer right there. So it begins with letting go of resentment. And when you let go of resentment, see? You become closer to that inner light from God, which is supposed to be our guide. See, Jiminy Cricket, remember the movie, the Walt Disney movie, Pinocchio? Jiminy Cricket said, let your conscience be your guide. Well, conscience is another word for intuition, or that the inner light, what you wordlessly know in your heart. When you don't follow what you know in your heart, then it begins to feel like conscience. It's 20/20 hindsight showing you that you made a mistake. But it's good, because that means it's still there. The light is still there. The light has always been there. See? But you began to run from the light. You feared the light. See? Because the light showed you to be wrong. When you started to be wrong, then you didn't want to see that you were wrong. So now, are you willing to admit? Are you willing to admit in your heart that you're wrong? Okay? And are you willing to let go of your grudge? Now do you see, when you look at what you have become, see how you're not on the right path? See, well, that's what happened to your parents. That's what happened to those people when you were a kid that bullied you. That's what happened to them. They reacted to unnatural stress on the outside with resentment. They began to change. And that's how they lost their way. So forgive them. Okay, forgive them. And now you can move forward positively. Hello, this is Pastor Roland. I love getting letters. I just love getting letters from people. Your comments, your questions, your thoughts about the program, about life. Also, if you'd like one of my books personally autographed and inscribed to you, that's for a generous donation of any amount. Send me a letter, tell me what you'd like, and then I will send it to you and personally inscribe it to you. The address is Roland Trujillo, R-O-L-A-N-D, 1564A Fitzgerald Drive, that's 1564A Fitzgerald Drive, number 217, Pinole, California, P-I-N-O-L-E, Pinole, California, 94564. You can also send me an email. Send your email to a pastor at yahoo.com. That's talktoapastor@yahoo.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Those of you who heard the 15-minute infomercial, I want you to go to the archives at talktoapastor.org and listen to the whole 30 minutes. The whole 30-minute program, it is so beautiful. I give you clues about how to turn your ship around and begin to move in the right direction. Let go of the baggage of the past. Forgive others and let go of your resentments and then move forward positively and become a friend of God. It's a very beautiful program. Please go to talktoapastor.org. Listen to the whole program. While you're there, watch some of my YouTube videos about what success really is, how to stop reacting, how to calm down, and how to deal with stress properly. My name is Roland, Pastor Roland. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland. Now you can listen to Pastor Roland anytime by logging on to www.talktoapastor.org. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is talktoapastor.org. Please remember that Pastor Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.